The fear of the year is here. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde. A monster he could not control had taken over his very soul. A screaming demon rages inside, turning him into Mr. Hyde. An unstoppable black Superman. Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, when you're seeing what ain't, you're looking at a haint. Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash, Stu Gillum, directed by William Blackyella Crane. Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents, so bring your mama, she'll like it too.
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's down, they explode it up with hot piss!
Boy, and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This is great. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I'll go rub in my tummy.
Hey, freaks, Dimension with you, back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program, lots of audio to share with you, but at the top of the show, I have to mention something I found on Reddit. There's a good thread. Someone asked, what's a phrase that someone can say and you instantly know that you won't like them? Usually, for me, this is a very good thread. I enjoy this, and I was thinking about what phrases would instantly let me know that I'm probably not going to like this person. It's when someone says something, 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 but as a Christian, something, something, something. I'm all for teaching science in schools, but as a Christian, a little less evolution, a little more fairy tales would be nice. All right, I don't know. Just an example there. Here are some on Reddit. People on Reddit have been chiming in. I'm not a bitch, I just tell it like it is. Yeah, that's an annoying one. Or I'm not an asshole, I'm just keeping it real. Someone else says they don't like when people say, I hate drama. It lets everyone know that you're probably dealing with a huge drama queen. Yeah, the ones that say, I hate drama are usually the most dramatic people. Someone else said, no offense, but... Yeah, okay. That one doesn't bother me so much because something really offensive is going to come out of their mouth, and that's funny. And my favorite one is, as a mother, oh, doesn't give you any special right to comment on anything. Speaking as a mother, because I was able to shit out a goddamn grapefruit from my cunt, so I think I have a unique perspective you need to hear. No, you're not special. You're not special. How many times have we gone through this? There's 6 or 7 billion people in this world. You want to know why? Because little fucking fetuses clawed their way out of women's pussies. It happens millions of times a day. Your perspective is not unique. Oh, you're in some sort of exclusive club because you had a baby. Woo, you're so unique. All right, so there you go. You want to check that out. It's up on Reddit, up on the homepage today. Speaking of babies, here's a 2-year-old learning to talk.
What are you doing?
Fuck you.
What are you doing?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Who's your favorite Thomas the Train?
It's me.
Is it Percy? Can you say Percy? Say Percy.
Percy.
What's his name?
Oh, well, I see what's going on. He's just misspeaking. I think what he was actually saying was he's vacuuming.
What are you doing?
Vacuum.
Vacuum. Not
vacuum.
Not fuck
Who's
you.
Who's your favorite Thomas the Train?
It's me.
Is it Percy?
Did I tell you guys when I was younger I had a problem with when R's were the second letter? So if like the word truck, I would have a problem. My brother's name is Craig. I'd also have a problem with that. You know, if R was the second letter, I couldn't say it. So I'd call my brother Frag for some reason, and I would also say fuck instead of truck. And so my parents got me one of those, you know, those Power Wheels, pow pow Power Wheels. Now I'm driving for real. For reals. So my dad got me this monster truck Power Wheels thing, and I'd be zooming around town, and all the neighbors would yell at me, "Hey, Tim, say, keep on trucking!" And I'd say, "Keep on fucking!" Right? So, you know, it happens to the best of us.
You say Percy?
Now look at me. I'm a broadcast professional, and I still can't pronounce shit.
See? Say Percy.
Percy.
Yeah, okay.
What's his name?
Isn't he adorable? One final note on children. You know, I mentioned this Michelle Duggar video I did many times because it's funny to me. It's got over 13,000 views at this point. And what you freaks are doing now is anytime there's a negative, like someone gives me a thumb down, a listener will give me a thumb up. So it's been equal. For the past week or so, my thumbs up and thumbs down have been equal. But on the related videos, there's some woman who will take a photo of a stillborn baby. Like, you know, you hand her a picture of your dead child, and she will then soften it up a bit and draw you a photograph with, like, the eyes closed so it's not as creepy and shit like that. It's really bizarre. I'll try to find that again for you. I think I clicked out of it. It should be in my history, though. But what's great is they show you the picture that was given to this woman, the stillborn baby, and then the, you know, artist's rendering of it. And some of them look okay, like they look like a baby, but some of them, the stillborn babies that died very, very young in the womb, like, I don't know, 2 months, right? Just a clump, just a bloody clump coming out. The artist has to really use her imagination. So there was like these twins, Jacob and Dylan or something like that. And they really looked like an alien. They were so tiny and pink and bloody, and these babies had no chance of living, right? I don't even know how you could call them a stillborn. But the picture that ended up looked like the Gerber baby, you know, on the baby food bottle. Like, how did you come up with that? I mean, when little fetuses are in the womb and they've only been gestating for like a month or two, they look like aliens, or 3 months or something. I mean, they really do. It's all misshapen, and the stillborn's baby, the baby mouth was open. Like, it was like from one of those scary movies, like, what was it, The Ring or something like that? When you watch this video, your face fucking melts, basically. Like, your face is frozen with your mouth open. That's what it looked like. All right, so there's that. I don't know why I mentioned that. Oh, I've got a weird video from Second Life. You know the online community? It's, you know, you have a little avatar, and you move it around this virtual world and interact with people. Some crazy shit went down. There's someone who's very angry at the others. I guess it's this guy's birthday, maybe? Take a listen.
I fucking hate you people. I fucking despise you.
Why
fucking
are you
people.
Mean I'm in here?
Because I'm allowed here, you fucking loud mouth arrogant bitch!
Everyone's laughing at him.
Fuck you! You understand? Fuck you! Say one more goddamn thing, you stupid cunt! Laugh it up, you evil fucking skanky ass bitch! Laugh it up!
So they're making fun of him maybe because he's a cheetah, and in this game his little avatar is a cheetah.
Happy birthday, Nim.
Fuck you!
Happy birthday?
Oh, I do that on a daily basis.
Stop talking to me, Virgil. Go away. Leave me alone.
You love me.
I love the background
Leave
music.
Leave me alone!
If I could get a hold of you, I'd kill you. You realize that? No, I'd kill you, Virgil. I fucking hate you so much, I'd fucking kill you. So why don't you record that and put it up on your fucking Follow Nim blog?
Oh.
I can't stand you.
This goes on for another 3 minutes.
Go away, Virgil. Go the fuck away! Now I'll just mute you. It's just easier. Go the fuck away, you stupid cunt. You stupid, evil... Most of the women on here are stupid, evil fucking cunts. That's what I've noticed. Stupid, evil, fucking slimy, backstabbing cunts!
All right.
And you wonder why I'm a misogynist? With all the evil fucking bitches on this? You kidding me? You backstabbing, slimy fucking cunts!
I just want to be fucking left alone, but people won't leave me alone.
Yes, no one will leave this guy alone.
I just want to be left alone. Man, and I'm asking nicely. I am asking nicely to be left alone!
Nim, if you keep doing this, they're going to just keep bothering you.
What is he doing?
These people are fucking real, Matt.
Yeah, they're real, but...
Yeah, I'm real. Look at what a fight. What a...
And they're fucking evil. They're evil, backstabbing, slimy, dishonest, fucking deceitful assholes.
Nigga, I will come in your eye.
These are the worst people I have ever met in my life.
Okay. I mean, I want to play the whole thing, but
hey,
we've got to move on.
Get out of your fucking
house.
Well,
thank God! I wouldn't want to meet you assholes in real life, because you know what? I'd go on a fucking killing spree and kill every fucking last one of you.
It's Second Life. Nothing goes on in Second Life. This isn't even like World of Warcraft where there's, you know, fighting and, you know, something to do.
You kill me?
You guys just sit around and talk, I think.
You kill me?
I think he'd kill himself.
How can he get this worked up?
I mean, do you honestly think it's not possible for somebody on Second Life to really actually go after people in real life? Do you honestly think
not when they're in a wheelchair, nigga. Not when they're in a goddamn hover round.
So apparently Nim is disabled.
I actually think that somebody could not...
I love that he made his avatar a cheetah.
You got a charge station, nigga? You got a charge station on that?
Okay, let's move on. Chris Chan has been very active lately. I haven't talked about him. Someone sent me a link to an archive of Chris Chan videos. Here's one of the most recent.
Little Tomboy Blue. Come blow my horn.
Little Tomboy Blue, blow my horn. He's singing Fuck the Pain Away by my girl, Peaches. Let me fast forward to the actual part where he starts singing. You can't even hear him. He's so retarded. Oh, and he's taking off his shirt. This might have to be a video cast, freaks. Speaking of which, I have found videos of Chris Chan masturbating. You can see his dick and everything. There's one where he's fucking a blow-up doll in the bathroom. Where's he at here? Yes, there he is. He's got his blow-up doll. Do you remember I played that clip of... remember that turtle that was humping a sneaker? That's kind of what Chris Chan sounds like. That blow-up doll, by the way, makes many appearances. Oh, now he's fucking her from behind. Okay. Oh, you know, they also make him do a cake fart video. You guys know cake farts, right? Go to cakefart.com or cakefarts.com if you don't know what it is. It's basically just a girl squatting over a cake and farting on it and then rubbing her ass in the cake. They get Chris Chan to do that. Now, apparently, it's a girl named Jackie that he's doing this for. Obviously, Jackie is a bunch of dudes who are fucking around with Chris Chan. But here is... Chris Chan rubbing his ass or farting on a cake, basically.
Hey, Jackie Pie.
That high-pitched voice. That's not his normal voice. That's like Chris Chan's sexy voice.
Hey, Jackie Pie.
You know what I like the most? Cake farts.
Cake farts. There's a cake. There's Chris Chan's naked ass with the words awesome sauce written on it. And he's going to try to fart on the cake. Oh, you can see his balls through. All right. He's trying to position his ass over the cake. See if we can hear him fart.
Dance.
Oh. See his dick and everything. I gotta make this a video cast up on XTube or something. You have to see this monstrosity. Be my project tonight. Oh, he's sitting on the cake. Oh, I'm sorry. This is more visual. I thought he was gonna fart. Oh, gee, looks like he shit himself. There's the fart. Let's hear that again. Oh, yes. And he's rubbing his ass.
What am I doing here?
Yeah. A moment of clarity. What the hell am I doing here? All right, you get the idea. Thank you very much.
What the hell am I doing here?
Thank you very much, Chris Janet. With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, guys, I want you all, if you are not yet members of the Sideshow, to sign up. Prove that you're a freak. A super freak. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's all it takes. All you need is a PayPal account. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address. It is Distorted View's member site. Every week we do extended programs. Like yesterday, there was 15 minutes of bonus show, plus exclusive programs like tomorrow's show. It's just going to be for Sideshow freaks. I also do video casts, and of course you get full access to the entire archive of programs. And there's special things, too. There's tons of other things. Sometimes I'll post extended interviews with people I do, really old shows from, before Distorted View was a podcast. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. Would really appreciate it. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. A dental nurse told yesterday how she has eaten nearly 4,000 wash-up sponges, like dish sponges, due to a rare disorder. Carrie Treblecock. What? Treblecock? 21 has also munched more than 100 bars of soap. She suffers from pica. Pikachu. Which causes victims to crave objects that are not food. And that's pretty much the whole idea behind that show, My Strange Addiction. Carrie of My Lore Cornwall. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong because it's from the fucking UK. I get an email from one of you fucking British freaks saying, oh, Tim, you idiot. It's Malor Cornwheel. Oh, okay, Malor Cornwheel. One day I will beat this and be able to have a shower or do the washing up without feeling hungry. Every time she looks at a sponge, she, starts salivating. Sponge eater Carrie said she likes to spice up her bizarre snacks with hot sauce or mustard. Sometimes she dips them in tea or hot chocolate, like biscuits. She also chomps on chunks of soap, but only organic fruit-flavored varieties, with lemon and lime being her favorite. Carrie said, I've been very particular about the type of sponges and soaps I'd eat and how I prepare them. I wonder if she fries up the sponges or something. Grill them. If I went out for a day, I'd carry a small plastic bag of cut-up pieces of sponges with some tomato and barbecue sauce in Tupperware. I was never without a snack. Other pica sufferers eat metal, coal, sand, or chalk, or even light bulbs and furniture. Petite Carrie, who weighs just 8 stone, has endured shocking stomach cramps, constipation, and diarrhea. How can you, by eating sponges, I can understand getting constipated. Like, that'll bind you up. But diarrhea as well? And although she has cut down on her sponge munching, she's been unable to totally shake the condition. At one point, Carrie was eating 5 a day, topped with hot relish, barbecue sauce, ketchup, mustard, jam, or honey. She says the sauces and dipping the sponges in drinks softened them up, and I'd chew them until the flavor was gone. Then I would swallow the sponge. Sponges are commonly made from cellulose wood fibers and foam plastic polymers. Organic soap contains olive or palm oil, glycerin, and plant scents, plus oatmeal to lift off dead skin. Carrie's eating habits changed after a holiday to Morocco in 2008, during which she picked up an infection of hookworm, which is a parasite that lives in the small intestine. At first, she began craving junk food, but then something strange happened. She said, after one dinner where I ate a double helping of lasagna and a tub of ice cream, I still felt hungry. To distract myself, I decided to wash the dishes. I took out a new sponge from the packet and had an overwhelming desire to eat it. I sat down with a glass of water and chewed the sponge until it was gone. It tasted of nothing, but I found eating it enjoyable. Finally, my hunger was gone and my stomach felt satisfied. Afterwards, though, she felt embarrassment and scared and cried herself to sleep. But the next morning, she washed herself with lemon and lime soap, and she had an urge to eat some of that, and so she swallowed a chunk. You can't just give in to any of your urges, girl. Show some restraint, for Christ's sakes. I do, otherwise I'd be in jail right now for vehicular manslaughter of the elderly. On a side note, speaking of the automotive industry and the elderly, I have a theory. I've never seen someone under the age of, we'll say 45, driving a Chevy Impala. Unless it was a hand-me-down or something. I don't think anyone under the age of, we'll say, 40 has ever purchased one of these cars. Chevy has kept this car around solely because it sells well with the old people, I think. Just an observation. Kind of like how Malibus are cars for middle-aged black women. All right, second story we have for him. I owned Malibu at one point. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. A Havelock man who accidentally set himself on fire died Tuesday morning in the hospital. I love reading these stories just to find out how one accidentally set themselves on fire. Gary Allen Banning, 43, died at 5:53 a.m. on Tuesday at the Burn Center in Chapel Hill. After the incident Monday night, a series of different events Monday led to Banning's death. Earlier in the day, Banning accidentally drank from a jar that contained gasoline. That's what set off this whole chain of events. And spit it out, all right? He didn't actually enjoy the taste of gasoline. No, he spit it out. He got some of it on his clothes. He didn't change his clothes, which ultimately led to his downfall, and later in the evening went to light a cigarette, catching his clothes and himself on fire. It was just a freak incident, said W.K. Pressler, investigator with the Havelock Police Department. Pressler explains that a resident of the apartment is a mechanic and uses gasoline to help clean the grease from his hands. He said Banning accidentally drank the gas that was stored in a salsa jar near a kitchen sink. All right. Couple of things here. Why would you drink anything that's in a salsa jar? Even if that liquid was clear, I would think, oh, they're soaking that jar trying to clean it up or something. I would never think, oh, this is someone's cup. And even if it was, it's someone else's drink. Why would you drink out of it? I mean, I've seen people use like those like mason jars or canning jars to drink out of. I don't know why, but I've seen people do that. But a little salsa jar, it makes no sense. This guy doesn't have common sense. That's why he went up in flames. The incident took place in apartment B9 at 200 Roosevelt Boulevard. Police and fire crews were called to the scene. Banning was transported to Carolina East Medical Center and later to the UNC Burn Center with what police described as severe burns to his body. Pressler said the apartment in which the incident took place had minor damage but did not catch on fire. It was charred as far as the carpet where it was standing, Pressler said, but as far as the structure itself, there was no damage. So there you go. And finally today, we got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me, y'all.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Seems like every day we're reading stories from Florida again. A driver with a sexual anus plug in his rectum. That's the start of a story from Florida, freaks. Yes, a driver with a sexual anus plug in his rectum was jailed after investigators say he rear-ended another driver and had more than five times the legal limit of alcohol in his blood. That's how he got that butt plug in so easily. I didn't feel a thing. All right, this all went down at about 11:20 a.m. on February 24th as Martin County Sheriff investigators went to a two-vehicle crash at U.S. 1 in Sea Branch Boulevard. A deputy determined Kevin Brand, 41, had rear-ended another vehicle. Officials also determined Brand smelled strongly of alcohol. Brand's speech was slurred and mumbled, his eyes bloodshot and glassy. His asshole wide, gaping. A deputy gave Brand, who'd urinated in his pants, field sobriety exercises before arresting him on a DUI with property damage charge. Brand soiled himself en route to the slammer. Quote, the defendant had a sexual anus plug in his rectum, which he removed or it fell out in the rear of my patrol car. An affidavit states, the length, girth, and color of the sex anus plug in his rectum was not listed in the affidavit. Also not specified was the make and model of the plug and an explanation of how it ended in his bottom. At the jail, investigators measured Brand's blood alcohol content at 0.409 and 0.412, which is more than five times the legal limit. Brand, of the 6800 block of Southeast Bunker Hill Drive, was arrested on a DUI with property damage charge. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see how we do today with these things.
Hey, yeah, Tim, Tone Deaf Ping Pong, triple lifetime sideshow member.
That's not true.
I've paid for your show three times over, and I'm not even dead yet. So, anyway, yeah, what was that song you played the other day? I remember it was a hit, some sort of a semi-conclusional song about Major Tom.
Yes.
Who the hell did that? I couldn't think of it.
Peter Schilling. Is that his name? Someone said it on yesterday's program, but I think it was Peter Schilling. It's called Major Tom, or Coming Home, or something like that. Going Home.
Hey, Tim.
This is an 80s song, and he wanted to basically write a sequel to that David Bowie song. Hey. It's time to bring Major Tom home, even though I don't think he really comes home.
Hey, Tim. This is Bert Bratt here. I'm just calling to let you know two things, because every other fucking time that I call, I start to say something, you cut me off, and then you forget the last, like, whole rest of my...
All right, next up. No, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, first one is I'm a hair behind on my shows, and I just got to the tag rape thing that the kids are playing.
Oh, yeah.
If there's ever a distorted view meetup, that must be played.
Yes.
And the other thing that I had to discuss, oh, yeah, I was in Montreal yesterday. And when I was there, I was on the subway, and there was someone who was definitely not mentally right. And he was kind of staying near me. And I don't know why. But, like, no matter where I went, the platform. And when I,
now you see why I cut him off.
I got on the train and when I left. Like, he was really with me all the way until I was out on the street.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I was in the metro, and there was this kind of fucked up guy, and he looked very similar to you, and he was talking to himself. He was definitely fatter than you. I'll give you that. He was, you are thinner than this guy. He was like a fat, retarded version of you. Definitely crazy. And I wanted to...
I like how he didn't say, like, oh, he's different than you because this guy was retarded, and you are not retarded. He says he was fat, and you are not fat.
Phone and... get recording of it, get a little video recording of it
good.
For you.
Thank
but,
you.
This guy had crazy fucking eyes, and I was not going to get stabbed over trying to get a little video for you. But
well, we'll get him next time.
Hey, Timmy, this is Echo. I went to Adam and Eve to use your source code because, you know, I want to give you every little bit of money. I don't have enough money for a lifetime membership, but no. I got enough to get a dick sleeve or two, and hopefully you get a little money off that. I had a hell of a time using the source code. So
why?
And I did work it out with Adam and Eve and got it and all that sort of thing. But just for the freaks to know, if your source code doesn't work, go ahead and pay for it and then go to Amazon and or what are
Adam
we doing?
And
Adam and Eve.
That's
and,
what we're doing.
Get them to give you their discount. But I thought you might want to follow up with them and make sure that other people aren't running away. Cause when you
what the hell's going on? You just go to Adam and Eve. Just go to Adam and Eve and use coupon code. Now, did you click on the link on my website, or did you just type it in yourself?
You hit that submit button. They go,
because I think if you click on the link, it has like the coupon code built in or something. I don't know.
It goes back to the full amount. A lot of people would just walk away and not
it went to the full amount.
Go through the charge or anything.
You didn't
like
get
that.
The discount.
I want you to do the best you can, buddy. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye.
Well, that is I don't like the fact that people are having issues with this Adam and Eve thing. But if you hopefully you guys won't, and hopefully they took care of the problem.
Oh, you really gotta watch this show Oddities. It's on like the Science or Discovery Channel or something like that. It's a reality show about this New York shop. It's like an antique shop, but
I've heard of
it. Weirdest, most twisted crap in there.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Someone emailed me the other day and said you've got to watch Intervention this week. Julie is going to be on. Julie's an alcoholic, and then I watched it. And it was not funny at all.
Did you Google Tim?
Like, you know, sometimes, you know, you get an alcoholic on intervention. It's hilarious.
Paul from St. Paul. I got two things for you. First of all, I want to stand up for Tone Deaf Sean.
Oh.
And he's probably my favorite caller into your show.
Well, there you go. Tone Deaf Sean, keep doing what you do.
He deserves
it. Let your haters be your motivators.
With our respect, and to all the naysayers out there, I would say he's more of a woman than you'll ever be. And the second thing is, man, at work we've got these cups that are like coffee cups that are like they must sell them on NPR or something because they ask people to write in, email in with their insights. Just so get your buckets ready. Let me read you a few of these, all right?
Okay.
I realized that love can start over a cup of coffee.
Ugh.
I realized that coffee, good coffee, is good for the soul. And last,
what?
I realized that coffee connects us across the kitchen table or around the world.
Stop. What? Yeah, those are awful.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here.
No.
Thought I'd call in with my normal voice and not my dumb shit retard voice. Love the show, and hopefully I'll stop calling because everybody hates me.
No, not everyone hates Tone Deaf Sean. I'm going to stick up for him, too. I love him. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-DANG-GANG.
You backstabbing, slimy fucking cunts!
Spread the distortion, STD. Very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for distortedview.com. It's free. And don't forget, tomorrow's program is Sideshow exclusive, so if you want to hear it, sign up for that. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Processed cheese, so good it makes me drop to my knees. Processed cheese, dairy farmers love the cows, oil, water, cheese. Wow, processed cheese.